Okay, moving on to old business. Town holiday decorations.
Okay.
Town hall display quotations. We'll let Peggy talk about that a little bit.
All right. We have our quotes for the snowflakes coming in at $7,312. Per year, and that's also with a 3-year plan to pay for all the ornaments. And while I got back in touch with the company, they wanted us to take all the ornaments now. So we would receive all 42 ornaments this year, and we would pay them $7,255. Yeah, a year for the ornaments. And we budget $9,500 a year, so we're coming under $2,200 under budget. So me and Andrew talked it over, and he spoke with Joe, and for the amount we're going to pay the old guy, Cap Industry, leasing them and having him come put them up, would have been $3,900 a year, because he's got a $200 service call in there too. So why give Hap the $3,900 a year when we have all the ornaments, we'll pay for them, and we could rent the lift to put them up ourselves. Take them all now and put them up ourselves instead of paying this guy another $3,800 a year to come and do it temporarily while we're sitting on our own ornaments right here. So it was kind of a good idea that the guy says, hey, take them all right now. Pay us later. We'd be obligated to the
7255.
Oh, I don't see that online.
Right down toward the bottom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. 7255. Yeah. And because we have 2200 under budget, you know, after paying for the ornaments, we're still, and that's enough to pay for the lift. I'll let Joe speak on that. He said he talked to Joe about it. And
yeah, as far as lift goes, we have the fork truck and we have an OSHA-approved basket, so we might not even need any lift. What we would like to do is get started on it and see if, you know, on 10, if we need something that articulates out a little bit farther than the fork truck, but we're thinking we can handle it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you might not even have to rent anything?
Yeah, no.
Oh, so
well, that's the reason why I bought the fork truck. That's what we're told.
Yeah. It's a win-win.
Yeah. So if you do work, right, yeah. Yeah.
Hoodie Valley's got that Nipsler truck.
So we've got some options. If we get out to 10 and we feel we need something that goes a little higher than what the fork truck is capable of, or you know, in and out a little bit, sounds like we've got some options. So
good idea. It wasn't worth it. Hoodie Valley was setting up trucks for us. And that's nice. I gotta do that.
No, they got one donated from this.
But let us use it. If you want to set that up, that'd be outstanding. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, it'd be just more safe than somebody not get hit.
We can help with traffic, too.
Right.
Good.
And so, there's one other thing, though, too. Okay. This is a price that's good to the end of August. So we'd be making a decision on those other ones for the highway. And I know you really like the tinsel ones. My question was, because you said the other ones look cheap.
Which ones? The ones they have?
The old ones, yeah. Do you want me to call this guy and I can have him hurry up and send us a tinsel one so you can see if there's a nicer difference in the ones that you had before and the ones he's presenting, if you want to stay with those for the highway.
So the snowflake, which we had in here.
It's still back there. I could show everybody it.
So that one is the presidential snowflake, I'm assuming? 16?
Yes.
Okay. So are these all built similar to that one? Is that what we're saying?
No, the snowflake's totally different. Andrew wanted something just...
I'm saying is, though, that was heavy duty. That is...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those I think, too. They're built with the wire frame like that.
Right.
Is, but it's covered with tinsel instead.
That's not what we're used to, I don't think. The ones on the highway...
Oh, had no...
No, they weren't, like, I don't think they were that...
Sturdy?
Yes, yeah. They weren't that, like, they feel stout in your hand. They feel good. And I see on here they've got, it says, I've seen some weights here. It says, stocking weights, 34 pounds. The
snowman weighs 45 pounds.
Yeah, the snowman's 45 pounds. I mean, that's a lot of...
It's
So they're heavy duty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I hope that they're a better quality.
Right. Well, how was that snowflake to put up? That was supposed to weigh about, I don't know if it really felt like 30
pounds. It weighed 24 pounds. Yeah, it felt like it weighed 24 pounds.
I know. I was going to go back for plugging it in and say, look.
It had some weight to it.
Yeah. I mean, I was more than I thought it was. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It gave you a nice glow, John.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I still, you want to just go with those tips.
I mean, I like that snowflake. So, what I'm saying is, if this company, if their work is similar in all this stuff, then we're going to have nice lights.
I'll have them send us a sample.
You want a sample? Because he's really great. I mean, boom, boom, he's Johnny on the spot. I could get a sample here in a couple of days, and we could look at it, and I could still wrap up the whole contract for...
Yeah, you could get the heaviest one, which is the snowman, right? Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be a problem, Joe, with...
Let me see if I can pick up the snowflake.
I mean,
with all the work that NIPSCO did on 10, we still have all the power out there. They're all still there.
Well, actually, we paid for it.
But
it's all there. See, we've been building up for this.
The brackets just have to be online.
This is like something 2 or 3 years we've been trying
to
get.
That is huge.
Oh,
that is nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be all in downtown. All 60 of the poles are going to have one of those.
Wow. And it is heavy.
Yeah,
it is.
No, don't. That's going to be, you can see that from a distance.
They look nice on the whole thing.
Yeah.
It looks nice unlit, which is a plus.
Yes, thank you. I was like, so pretty got a camera.
I'm not concerned with this. Because of that, I'm not concerned with the other ones. I believe they're going to be good. You have concern, Winnie, that you want them to send us one before we approve this? Because that was what you said in your idea, so I just want
to
make sure.
Can I say that I have a concern? And
you
I
do?
Was on the committee?
Well, I'm going to come to you. We're going to come to you next.
I'm not a tinsel person. I don't like the tinsel. I worry about the storing of them. If you're going to stack them on top of each other from year to year, that tinsel's going to flatten out unless you have a way that they will stand up and not be flattened because they're laying on top of each other.
No,
you know, I just have a
problem with
that.
So these have tinsel on them?
Yeah, it does right there.
Oh, yeah. The other ones for the highway were the old type.
Where does it say tinsel on?
This?
You said it says tinsel. Where does it
say
tinsel?
It says tinsel on here. She said tinsel.
Okay, well, I don't see tinsel anywhere, so
it's all these descriptions of these, the fantasy tree, Santa.
This is,
those are all tinsel ones.
It doesn't say tinsel, that's why I'm
asking. No, it doesn't.
So it does have tinsel on it, though.
Yeah, all the ones up to the 16 mark. 16 are presidential snowflakes. All the ones above are all the kind like you had before.
So, okay, better question to her point. Can we get them like this without the tinsel? Like this one? But we want all these things.
Right.
Just don't want the tinsel.
They're high.
Right, Teresa?
But they're very high.
They're high.
The tinsel, like the tinsels and the snowflakes.
It was in our budget.
Within the price range.
Yeah, that's all we could afford in the decorations was either these
tinsel and the snowflakes.
Yeah. Now, to get something like that snowflake with lights on it and then, you know, a pretty gift box or a shape of a Santa, those are running like $1,000 a piece. We're like in the $500 range.
Wow.
Yeah. They're
yeah. Okay. Well, now we're back to Wendy's point, which it's made though. We should have them send us one.
Yeah.
So
I
now
can have
makes
one
sense.
And see if you like it. You know, maybe if you don't.
Have them send us one of these Santas.
Yeah. Okay. Santa, 50, you want?
51. $847 these things cost.
Okay.
Get him in here and I'll hold him.
I'll get Santa.
We think the tinsel's going to cause problems.
I just worry about the storing of it. If you stack those one on top of the other one,
she's got tons of room in the basement.
There's going to be.
Yeah, now we do.
All that work.
In this spooky
basement?
No. See, my brother says we got plenty of room upstairs, too. So.
Andrew says. The way that you can hook them that they're not laying on each other.
I bet you can hook something because you're pretty good at that.
The rack could be built would be identical. If you already have them on a support beam, if you just have a rack that they slide on to them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one thing on behalf of the tinsel decorations, even though I don't care for them either. what the guy said when, you know, from the company, it's a good daytime decoration, you know, when you don't have any lights on. So it's a nice daytime presentation, you know, to look at. Yeah. Because when they're not lit in the daytime, you know, you got still got something.
I thought when Peggy and I were working on this, we liked the thoughts. We both were drawn to the snowflake.
Yeah.
Going downtown, I think, was a great look. And I thought if you weren't buying them all the same year, it would be a great way to get feedback. So that if you wanted to just
right.
buy a snowflake for all of them, you could get the feedback for the first year as to what people think.
But that all changed with the contract and all this other stuff. He wants us to take them all. So.
Well, simply, we could, but we don't have to take them all.
In order to get this kind of deal, we take them all, we pay them for them over 3 years. But he's shipping them all to us right away. You get them, you pay
them
later.
But what's the deal if we don't want them all? We just want the 16.
Well, we want you to keep your budget at what you had because
right.
then in the 2 or 3 years, we can buy this over the street decoration.
And, you know, yeah. we're getting a pretty good break here, taking the whole 42 at once.
I get it. I get
and the way these things cost.
But if we don't like the ornaments, though, if we don't like the tinsel, we're not. We don't.
Well,
we want to buy something the last 30 years or 20
right.
years, whatever. Not something the last 3 or 5.
Right. Well, let's look at that Santa across that bridge when we get to it. Yeah.
Then, like she said. She thought it was a good idea with Peggy to have all snowflakes. So once you see the Santa Claus, you'll know mm-hmm. if you want to stay the whole town with snowflakes or not.
Yeah, maybe.
That.
Yeah. Maybe you don't want to go with the snowflakes.
On the average, yeah, on the average, they'd be in the bucket.
I like wreaths.
Yeah,
I like
they are.
Snowmen. I like candles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you don't like the tinsel ornaments, the snowflakes are within the budget. I'm just letting you know that. You know, they are in the budget, so if we don't like Santa Claus when he gets here.
Except whenever you go out on the highway, you're looking at bigger poles, so your snowflakes.
Yeah, we're looking at bigger
out.
Snowflakes, too, probably
sure.
6-footers.
Yeah. Right.
But I think they were well in budget, because I already got I had a quote for 6-footers and for 4-footers for here, and it was all in budget.
Okay, great. So we're going to get Santa in here, and then we're
yep.
going to make a decision.
Sure.
And you can tell this guy if we like Santa. If he wants to send us another one, too. I don't care. Something that's
okay.
comparable, you know. But we do want a Santa, but we want because Santa's the biggest one.
Yeah,
$51.
He is. And these are quite large. They may be only so
that's
far
five
wide,
foot by
but
eight
a lot
foot.
Of them are tall.
5 feet by 8 foot. That's
yeah.
Santa Claus.
A lot of them are tall. So
got a little weight there, a little size there. But he
so
is
that 72.55 for 42, regardless of the type? Or is that just for 42 snowflakes?
72.55, that's what a mixture of snowflakes for the downtown area and tinsel for the highway.
Okay, thank you.
For 3 years.
Yes.
For 3 years.
Well, paying that much every year for 3 years.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Per year.
It's a total of $21,765.
Yep.
Then we are all full. We have everything we need. Then we can get assigned.
We're on our own, though. We got our own ornaments.
Merry Christmas.
They said they could put them up. We're good.
Okay, all right, moving on. We're just going to hold off on everything and table it until we get a Santa.
But you said this is only good through the end of August.
Right.
I'm sure this guy wants our business, so I'm sure that he'll extend that.
Till the 1st of September? Our meeting is what?
It's $21,000, I'm sure.
We're
going to figure that out here in a second. We're going to reschedule that. It's on the list. It's actually
yeah,
first.
I don't know.
He doesn't want our business. We can go somewhere else. Right? Isn't there somebody else we can do business with?
Well, you know what? A lot of them didn't even get back to us. Some of you know that's happening more and more nowadays. You wonder why do companies not get back to you? They don't want the business or what? I find that all the time.
Service.
Yeah. Yeah. Customer service is non-existent in America.
Always the guy that comes and hangs on every day. They don't want our business.
Yeah.
Well, I like the idea of these rolls.
Yeah. And the other company, you know, that was, you know.
And I understand that, but we don't want to feel like we have to be stuck with this guy. Like,
right.
That's not,
no.
we're not, we don't have to do that. I mean,
right.
There's no way for us to make us feel that way.
I could.